Yeah, I feel better every day. I think, I've been making progress. The first couple of days in Penticton, first few games, I thought I was a little bit scrambly. It felt like the first few games of the year, and I feel better every day. I thought last night in the game, I did a lot of things I can build on, and I guess there's still areas to improve, obviously, but I think it's a positive game for me, and I can take a lot of things from it.
How close do you feel to being an NHLer?
Well, you know what? I'm gonna do everything I can to play in the NHL this year. I mean, that's my goal coming in, and I'm just trying to make every day my best day and get better every day here and really push myself in practice, to push myself against the older guys and be better every day. And I think if I can do that, that's only gonna help me.
Jacob Trouba is telling us that when he was last year, his first camp, he looked for advice from Zach Bogosian. Who have you seeked out advice from?
Yeah, Bogo's another guy there, obviously, who's he's a great leader. He's someone who's been great with me since I was drafted, and we became pretty good friends. And a guy like Mark Scheifele, Jacob Trouba as well, who've been through it just last year. So there's a lot of guys, and no shortage throughout the whole lineup who've been great with me. But those are just some of the guys that have been helping me.
What did Jacob tell you about what's it like going through it as a teenager?
Troop's a pretty easygoing guy, and he's someone who comes to the rink every day and just plays his game and doesn't worry about what other people think, criticize him or not. He's just gonna keep playing, and that was the biggest thing I could learn from Troop's through last year's camp was he just kept no matter what happened. He just had a pretty easygoing approach and worked hard every day, and through that, I've been able to learn a lot from him.
Could you still go back to junior?
For sure. I mean, and whatever happens, wherever I end up, I mean, there's always going to be a plan for me. Management and the coaching staff, are going to make the decision that's best for me. And, either way, no matter where I am, I love playing the game. And I love getting better, so wherever that ends up being, that's what's going to be my plan.
What's left for you to prove in junior?
Well, I mean, obviously there would be some exciting things. The World Juniors, obviously, is in Canada this year, and that'd be something I'd set my eyes on. And going back, I'd want to have my junior team, take that next step as a group and improve as a team. But right now I'm not thinking too much about in the future, more so past even just one day at a time. But if that's the case, there's a lot to look forward to either way.
Speaking of your junior team, Drysdale's in the lineup tomorrow. Paul said you could be an option based on pregame skates, seeing what happens. Be fun going up against him here tomorrow night if that happens.
Yeah, it really would. I mean, Leon and I are really good friends. We became best friends over the last few years playing together, and we're pretty similar personalities. We both, really love playing the game and talking the game, and last year watching hockey all the time and stuff like that. So, it'd be pretty cool to play him out there. And, I guess some bragging rights would be on the line.
Is there any wow factor at all last night, kind of being back into this routine and seeing again what it's like to play in this building?
For sure there is. I mean, you're in an NHL building, with a ton of fans, and especially with the atmosphere that, we have here in Winnipeg, it's pretty amazing. So anytime, I guess, I step on ice here, it's pretty exciting. And, for the first period, I was a little bit nervous, but thought I settled in after that. And, it's just so much fun when you kind of settle down and look up and see, you're playing in an NHL rink in an NHL exhibition game, and, wearing the Winnipeg Jets jersey in front of all those people, it's pretty cool.